Welcome to the Second Emulation Podcast, a show that talks about pop culture, with your host Sean, who is a fan of all things within the pop culture.
Disclaimer here, by the time that this episode comes out, you'll already hear that Wednesday announcement for season 2 has just been declared by Netflix very recently. So we are getting a season 2. This episode is going to be about Netflix's new original series called Wednesday, which is going to be a character piece about Wednesday Addams, but generally, vaguely focusing on all the Addams Family characters. Now, when I first saw the trailers for this show, I was kind of uninterested and a little bit put off because the latest iterations of anything Addams Family were the 2 animated films and prior to that, the live action. So the Addams Family P hadn't really gotten any love over the years because it is a correction. Prior to that, there were a live action series, black and white series. So I need to correct myself. But there had been many years in between every iteration of the Addams Family. I was a little put off, but what made it more interesting when I heard that the show was coming to Netflix was who was producing it or directing it. Tim Burton. And for those who don't know, Tim Burton is known for giving us the aesthetic of this doom and gloom. He's the one that brought The Nightmare Before Christmas. He did Batman 1 and I think The Return to Batman. I'll have to check. But he has this aesthetic about him. If anyone could pull it off in Addams Family, it would be him. And so that gave me a peace of mind of the show's IP being in good hands. Now, I didn't know much about it because there wasn't any like marketing about the show until we got the initial first trailer or teaser or sizzle reel, which was Jennifer Ortega just standing there in what would be very iconic Wednesday Addams wardrobe. You know, the pigtails, the stance, the dress, just everything about, you know, what makes Wednesday Addams iconic was on there. No other trailer, just her. And then that was it. And now, essentially, made me more excited and hyped for the series. Now, after watching the show, I have to say I really enjoyed it. Explored the Addams Family very differently, took them in a different direction that I myself did not really think about. And it looked like it actually played more on the cartoon and what used to be the old comic book or graphic novel that the Addams Family were once, you know, about, or the original cartoon series back in the day, where they were part of the community, they did go to school, and they lived their lives normally like everyone else. But in the films, it never really expressed that to a degree. We were mostly just at certain points, we got to focus on different characters. But you never got to focus on follow just one member of the family. And so this was very different. We actually got to follow Wednesday Addams within her family hierarchy and how she interacts with her mom, her dad, her younger brother, with Thing. It was like all these interactions made it, I want to say, more like a deep dive or a, what's the word I'm looking for? I want to say character profile, but that's not the word I'm looking for, or a character study. But it just added to the character of Wednesday Addams. From what, you know, I know of the character, from what I've seen as a kid growing up. Now, segue. I think what's interesting is how the show starts off. First episode, you're brought into Wednesday Addams, is notified that Pugsley has been bullied, and without hesitation, she goes and deals with these bullies who happen to be a polo swim team. And what does she do? She goes from 0 to 100, fills the pool with piranha. Doesn't explain how she's obtained the piranhas. It's, you guys, suspend your disbelief that she's an Addams. So at some point somewhere, things like this are not going to be that hard for her to obtain. But she unleashes them into the pool, and unfortunately there are casualties. And this is the domino, the first domino that gets knocked over that sets this chain reaction of her being pulled and expelled from the school for almost committing murder of the polo swim team. Now, I enjoyed it. I think that was a very good first opening scene, probably my favorite scene, because it shows you the insight or into the psyche of who Wednesday Addams is. She is a person that gives no fucks. When it comes to her family, she will defend them because she believes that they are her property and they are hers to torment and no one else's. So if you mess with them and she has not given you consent to mess with them, then you have crossed the line. So she gives no fucks. And if injuring you, possibly even murdering you in some cases, the end of that scene where they talked about how it was close to attempted murder, she seemed disappointed. Take that as you will. Wednesday Addams out here, a straight G in the street. She gives no fucks. And I thought that was really admirable for them to push that character across that line, even further than the kind of antics that we've seen in previous films, which they were cartoony in a sense, but these were like borderline. Like, what else can she do? What else would Netflix allow for them to push this character? And I thought it was very interesting. And we bring it back to Wednesday Addams doesn't take any shit from anyone, and it's shown throughout the series. And I think in that opening scene, even just dealing with kids her own age, she is over it. She's not dealing with the high school cliques, the drama. She is just paving a forward path and doing her own thing. Now, what end up becoming an internet sensation was, I thought, was probably my third favorite scene of the show overall. Let's be honest. There were a lot of scenes that I could declare as my favorite, and it was hard to pick out of the 8 episodes of the series what were going to be my favorite. But this one stuck out because not only was I thought it was epic, but when I found out the details behind the scene and what it took for it to perform, made me appreciate Jennifer Ortega's performance in this scene alone. And the scene I'm referring to is the rave dance that the school puts on for the Evermore students. And there's a scene where Wednesday has been going against the conventional school structure, not trying to be a part of this community, and finally, out of obligation, attends the dance wearing a black dress for all reasons for everyone who's probably seen the dance on TikTok. It's become such a viral trending sensation. But Wednesday Addams does a sequences of dance throughout the entire scene, just soloing performance. Now, what she ends up doing is she does dances, which are paying homage to different eras of what could be either considered the goth or grunge community. Now, which was awesome. Such dedication. And then there was even a throwback to an original dance that the child actor performed in the original show of the Addams Family as Wednesday. So she even took it upon herself to pay homage to those who came before her. Now, what made this even more interesting and dedication on her part is that later I found out that Jennifer had was ill during that performance that she gave. She had contracted COVID, but they were waiting on her test results. They had given her medicine as a result, and she still decided not to wait to perform that routine, which she had only had a day or two to perform herself. So that was all her. So it wasn't like she had a dance choreographer doing it. She had 2 days, which she had learned those dances herself and decided to perform the dance scene. And that dance scene took one take. And once it was done, they removed her and that was it. Even though she wanted to do it again, it was one and done, which makes that performance even better, in my opinion, that depending on how great of an actress Jennifer Ortega is. And I just chef's kiss of how great that scene for me is. Now, another scene for me would be the introduction of Thing being present with Wednesday and Evermore was very interesting because, as we know, Thing doesn't talk. He's just a severed hand. So it's interesting for these interactions to take place. And I think a favorite scene of that is where Wednesday Thing spying and forces Thing to submit and align himself or herself with Wednesday and her efforts to escape Evermore. And that whole interaction is just her talking to Thing, him shaking, doing what could only be perceived as sign language. But I thought it was very interesting because it had a Game of Thrones-esque to it, where bend the knee for the person you're going to serve. So that was very interesting and very funny segue. I think what I found very difficult to entertain, which was a weak area for the show, was that they were trying to force a love interest with Wednesday. They had Tyler, and I forget the other character's name, which would show how important he was, but they were pushing the narrative of they start off platonic and maybe, or won't they be together, tiptoeing on that line or trying to guide the narrative in that direction. And it felt like they were just really pushing it, this romance for Wednesday. And I think that was real a weak area for the show because Wednesday don't need a man. Let's be honest. Wednesday is a very independent character. And again, she doesn't give a shit about anyone except her family and what in her own pursuits. She finds love very trivial. And if anything, it would just be platonic. She's very independent. I felt like with them pushing that narrative, this love triangle on Wednesday, it felt like it would diminish her character because she's seen as a strong, independent character that, doesn't need a man to move along or to help grow. Because with certain characters, you notice over time is that the only way for a female character to grow in any narrative is that if they're independent, is that they have to have a romance or have a guy, and then they end up losing themselves, what made them great, to having that romance with that guy. And then they weaken the character. You get that a lot in certain shows that have a strong female character, is that it's great, and then once they introduce a love interest, and it just goes downhill because they slowly destroy that character. And that was my fear for that. And that was like the weakest moment, weakness for the show. And I thought, man, Tim Burton better not throw that in there. But those fears were diminished at the end. Now, again, it was a weak area for the show because they were putting suggestively a lot of eggs in a basket, kind of guiding you in that direction. And I felt like this was going to happen at some point. But again, it was like a nail biter. I was on the edge of my seat. Oh, shit. Hopefully this doesn't happen. If it does, I don't know if Wednesday will, you know, her character will survive. I mean, Wednesday will survive in itself, which is like the fact that you're saying that she may need a person to move a character forward was not great in the grand scheme of scheme, but it was not great to see in the show. And that's why I consider it a weak area, which is my only gripe about the show. And it was also redeemed at the end that that's not the direction that it went, but a lot of it was sprinkled in through the series. And hopefully going forward, if there is a season two, that the show will pursue other avenues and she can just have strictly platonic relationships with men or creatures or mythical beings of any gender or identification whatsoever. And love tresses is very common with female leads, which is why I have a hard time with it. Because Wednesday is a very strong character. She's a female lead in her own show. Sometimes, if you notice the trend for television, is that anytime they do have a female lead, they always feel the need to just put that character into a love angle or love romance of some sort, which then burdens the character's development. And so those were fears that I've had because history and television has dictated the downfall of some great female characters who were great until they had to be thrust into a female in a relationship, which is no fault of their own, but just due to the writing and the directing that they're going, because they're trying to keep up views. And I just didn't want to see that happen to a character that I grew up watching and have much appreciation for. Segue. Now, the show overall, I would give it 4 out of 5, just for the fact that I think everything was done very well. In the beginning, when I first watched the show, I didn't know how I was going to a show just focused on Wednesday. But the fact that, yes, the show is about Wednesday, but we did get iconic other characters like Gomez, Fester thing. We even got the iconic finger snap. So it was very nostalgia heavy that was sprinkled in, but it also was tied into different lore of the school and the mythos of the Addams family, which I hope if we get more seasons that they dive in to other characters, which I'm eager for, because the season wrapped up with a great mystery, which I can make the comparison to Wednesday being like the goth Sherlock Holmes, is what I feel like this season was written up as. And hopefully they keep the tone going forward and expanding on, because I am truly in love with the show. And I'm looking forward to it and seeing what other characters they might expand upon. We didn't get a lot of Pugsley, but we did get a surrogate, a replacement for Pugsley while she was at the school. And with the events of the season that took place and the school being shut down, her returning home, we may get more events of the aftermath of what happened and her being at home. Segway. Now comes time where I read a review from the interweb. Now, this review comes from Google, from the user Daniel Delaney. It reads, "Wednesday might be one of the greatest shows I have ever watched. It is incredibly amazing. The cast was chosen, the music, the storyline, the aesthetic was perfect. We got to see a side of Wednesday we never got to see in the movies, and the story where she is grown going into high school. 5 stars. And I'd have to feel the same. We got to see a different side of the character that we didn't expect to see. The previous iterations of Wednesday were as a kid. This one, she's a teenager. So, which allows for a more complex storytelling, which I'm all for it. All right, so this brings this episode to a close, and I'll catch you in the next one. Bye.
That brings this episode to a close. You have just listened to Second Emulation with Sean. Subscribe to the podcast to get new episodes weekly on Apple or Spotify and other podcast apps. Give us a rate and review. You can follow the podcast on social media, links in the description. Catch our following episode next week.